Suffolk County District Attorney Tom Spoda has released the special grand jury reports on the fatal limousine crash on Long Island's North Fork that killed four women and injured four others who were on a winery tour in July of 2015. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
The grand jury found the lack of regulation over stretched limousine construction and a poorly designed traffic light made the limousine's legal U-turn deadly when it was T-boned by a pickup truck in Cutchogue.
The pickup truck crushed the side of the limousine just as if it was an aluminum can.
District Attorney Spoda also says stretched limousines are protected on its side by metal reinforcements that are used to prevent the body from caving in. The limousine involved in the crash only had one installed.
It's a $50 hollow tubular bar. This was all that stood between eight women and an oncoming pickup truck.
Earlier this year, a state Supreme Court judge dismissed criminally negligent homicide charges against limo driver Carlos Pino. The judge said the grand jury was improperly instructed on the law by Spoda's office. Spoda says he's appealing the dismissal. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.